two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is the weather. A snow squall has just blasted through the Salt Lake Valley, making it very difficult to drive. We have live team coverage on those snowy roads and a water record we should shatter today.
We begin our live team coverage, Utah's Water Watch, with Adam Small, who is dealing with some heavy snowfall in Orem at the moment. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, Tim, it really started coming down here in just the last 5 minutes, almost like someone just turned on a switch. And this isn't even the worst area north in Salt Lake County and Davis County, far north of where I'm at. It's definitely coming down harder, but it is starting to come down on what's already slushy and wet roads down here in Utah County. They got the worst of it early on this morning. But I caught up with Dell Carter, who was at a gas station down here in Orem. He said at least before this, the drive wasn't too bad today.
This was a lot like 1983. I mean, not very obvious. We don't have as many this many this late.
And speaking of 1983, we're actually set to break the all-time snowwater record sometime today. The National Weather Service just said we tied the record of 26 inches of water in that snowpack, but we are expected to jump to number one sometime later on as snow keeps on falling. Stay safe out there. Reporting live in Orem, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Adam. We may be checking back with you. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our live team coverage. She's on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Becky?
I made my way north and east from the southwest corner of the Salt Lake Valley, and I got to tell you, it was really deceptive as I started out because the roads in South Jordan and West Jordan are mostly just wet. But headed up north on Bangor, as soon as you cross over that 5400 South overpass, it is a completely different story. The snow is coming down hard. You can't tell where the lanes are except because there are tire tracks in front of you. If you follow those, you're mostly okay. The snow texture changes. It's a much heavier, harder little pellet type of snow for a bit. And visibility drops instantly down to about a quarter of a mile. So if you set out initially thinking you've got plenty of room, roads are just wet, it's a false sense of security. The closer you get to downtown, the more you realize this storm means business. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
In fact, she mentioned that overpass on the Bangor Highway at 5400 South. Let's go back over to you, Heather, in the KSL Traffic Center. It looks like there's an 18-wheeler stuck or something.
Oh, we've got at least half a dozen vehicles that are stuck, stalled, sliding backwards on Bangor Highway. Most of them are northbound, and people are even stuck trying to exit at 5400 South. So now that exit ramp is blocked. People don't have anywhere to go if they don't exit at 4700 South in the Taylorsville area. So I would avoid Bangor Highway at all costs. Just stay off of it. Take the city street. Plan an extra 20 minutes at least trying to get to where you're going, because all the other roads in that area, Mountain View Corridor 201, they're also snow covered with low visibility. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, and we've seen that in past storms. It's not likely to get any better until we can get plows into that spot, so be patient. The winter-like weather will still be around for at least another week. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
We'll have highs only in the lower 50s next week, with more wet weather adding snow to the mountains. You might be sick of all the cold, but KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's actually very normal for this time of year. And it's important that we don't warm up too quickly, because he says we don't want that snowpack melting too quickly and just too soon in the year.
Matt also says we don't have any reason to worry about the high snowpack, because we've seen this before in 2011 without any major flooding.
All this snow we're getting has to melt at some point. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser spoke with Sandy City utility workers like Ted Keaton, who are working to get the city ready for runoff.
Today, his crew is surveying Dry Creek near State Street and 102 South.
They're looking for log jams. They're looking for debris. They're looking for garbage, trash people throw in the ditches.
Information crews have been collecting for weeks, logging it on this interactive map.
We've been meeting with citizens. We've been sending our crews out to meet with the citizens. A lot of people are being proactive and cleaning the drainage channels out themselves already.
If you have a drainage area, that likely will flood this year, especially if there's debris in it.
Crews will keep up with these drainage clearing efforts for at least the next 6 weeks.
Lagoon was supposed to open this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. They're going to delay their spring opening. The amusement park says opening weekend will now be April 1st if Mother Nature cooperates.
First look traffic now. And Heather, I feel so bad for those people on Bangor.
Oh, it is a mess. If you are on Bangor right now and you're heading northbound from the West Jordan area, get off as soon as you can. Do not approach 5400 South exit at all. You've got only one main flow of traffic getting through, and I don't predict that will stay open much longer because so many vehicles just can't make it up over the hill. The exit ramp is completely blocked. Nobody's getting off the exit at Bangor Highway and 5400 South. And then the 201 freeway has reduced visibility, Mount View Corridor, I-15. Pretty much this snow squall is just really causing havoc on the drive this morning. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a developing story this hour. New Utah jobs numbers released over the past hour show our unemployment rate held steady in February. Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald says it's a sign our economy continues to be strong.
Our unemployment stayed at 2.4%. And our job growth stayed at 2.8%.
McDonald says after a rough few months, job growth in the tech sector has been recovering and showing positive job growth over the past few months.
KSL's top national stories this hour. U.S. lawmakers in the Biden administration are weighing their options after listening to TikTok CEO defend his company.
Can the Chinese government access data from TikTok? Can it request that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, give them information on U.S. users? That's something TikTok says cannot happen, that they're working to make sure can definitely not happen. And Shochu says he's not seen any evidence that the Chinese government has access to user data or any kinds of data. And Anna Eshoo says, I find that preposterous. And that was pretty much the theme.
ABC's Jay O'Brien says President Biden has called for the company to sell to an American-based business, or he may try to outright ban it in the U.S.
We don't really know where to start with all of this traffic and weather that's being affected right now, but we'll get right back to it with traffic and weather next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 8:09, traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Those snowflakes falling downtown, Heather, are massive right now.
They are. It's part of the snow squall that we're under that warning that I think just expired. But the problem is it's left behind a mess on the roadways in the Salt Lake Valley. After being in a bubble for most of the morning drive and just wet roads, all of a sudden we just got hit with the snow. You cannot see the lanes of travel. Bangor Highway is essentially shut down. They haven't shut it down, but you cannot get up over the hill on Bangor Highway in Taylorsville, so just stay off of that one. You're also going to have massive delays on I-15 both directions between Draper and downtown Salt Lake. Len.
Looking into Davis County, we're seeing a pretty much slow throughout the whole Davis County area. I-15 below speeds in the snow all the way in either direction up to Syracuse and Layton. Otherwise, a little bit of southbound slowing in the Roy area. But the biggest slowing is from Antelope Drive down through Layton and Kaysville. We have multiple accidents in the area. Most of those have been completely taken off the road now, but still leaving slowing in its wake. Legacy Parkway had a couple crashes, and it's slowing there, as well as is the north end of the I-215 belt route coming off the north interchange down to Rose Park. Jason?
Southbound I-15 remains a problem in the Orem area as you approach the University Parkway. Left lane and HOV lane still are blocked there, so you're going to want to get over to the right, and delays all the way back to Center Street in Orem. Northbound I-15 coming out of Utah County. When you get to the point of the mountain, it's very heavy there. And northbound on Redwood Road, right now the slowing starts at Main Street in Lehigh and goes all the way up to Porter Rockwell Boulevard. That gives you an idea of how long those delays are if you're trying to get northbound out of Utah County. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers developing this morning will linger into the afternoon, so expect occasional snow with accumulating snow likely. In fact, we're going for 3 to 6 inches by early Saturday morning. Temperatures today will run around the mid-30s this afternoon, so falling temperatures. Overnight lows will be down into the 20s tonight and then highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Those snowflakes are really impressive downtown. 34 degrees.
Wow, we're in it right now. That looks like the snow squall right now. Look how heavy it is coming down. It's what Adam was telling us was happening in Orem just a little while ago, like somebody turned on a faucet.
Well, and I can tell you, as a skier, I've seen a lot of snowflakes.
Yeah.
Those are big.
Yeah.
I mean, leaf size right outside our window.
And it's causing so many trouble. I'm just looking at Bangor Highway. It looks like maybe a few people are getting through. I can't tell. Maybe they're still stuck at the stop of that ramp. We're going to check back in with Heather and get a full look at all of the roads in your morning commute just ahead on KSL.
Stay right there. We'll do it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here to get your day started and make sure you get to wherever you're headed safely on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Time, 8:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a snow squall just blasted through the Salt Lake Valley. There are portions of Bangor Highway right now that are not moving at all. I'm KSL News Radio's Rattle Jeps.
Second, the Utah women's basketball team plays in the Sweet 16 today. They'll take on LSU at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
And third, of course, it is traffic and weather together.
And we have delays pretty much all across the Wasatch Front on I-15, but particularly in the Salt Lake Valley where the snow squall just moved through. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for winter driving today as another winter storm moves in, snow showers down to the valley floor. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Snow and 34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories this hour.
From ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Another case against former President Trump underway in Washington on whether to charge Trump with mishandling classified documents after leaving the White House and then obstructing the government and getting them back. ABC News legal contributor Kimberly Whaley.
I think here the judge found there was sufficient evidence that perhaps there were communications between the former president and his lawyers about how to hide the fact that they had classified information from the FBI. Because in June, there was a certification by one of his lawyers that they had given everything over. And then in August, they found additional documents.
Meantime, still no indictment or arrest of former President Trump in a New York grand jury case involving alleged hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels. That grand jury is expected to meet next week. President Biden in Canada talking immigration.
The U.S. and Canada are expected to announce today an agreement that will allow Canada to send more asylum seekers who cross America's northern border back to the U.S. Under the 2002 Safe Third Country Agreement, Canada can send asylum seekers back to the U.S. if they cross through official ports of entry and vice versa. But Canada is seeing an increasing number of people crossing at unofficial places, nearly 40,000 last year. The updated agreement will now include unofficial crossings. In return, Canada has agreed to allow 15,000 more people from the Western Hemisphere to migrate to Canada legally. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Overseas, French President Emmanuel Macron says his government suggested Britain's King Charles III postpone his state visit today due to unrest in France.
There have been ongoing protests over the country's pension reforms, including raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. A deadly Iranian drone strike in Syria, an American contractor killed, five American troops wounded, along with another civilian contractor, the U.S. retaliating with airstrikes of its own. You're listening to ABC News.
I know the snow squall, has been, the warning has been lifted, but we're still in it in downtown Salt Lake City. Let's go over to Heather Kelly, who is in the KSL Traffic Center. Where do we start to talk about all of these problems, Heather?
Well, the issue is that this snow squall happened right at the peak of the rush hour commute, which is the worst time for it to hit in the Salt Lake Valley. And so we've got multiple accidents on the 201 freeway, and visibility had been reduced to like less than a quarter of a mile. So that probably contributed to those accidents. But now this snow squall is moving east, and it's in Parley's Canyon, and the summit is also visibility greatly reduced. Traffic is very slow over the summit, where I can't even see the lanes of travel. But this squall moved up into Davis County as well. So you're going to have delays coming through I-15, Legacy Parkway, the West Side Belt. Pretty much every freeway you want to go on is having issues.
I'll tell you, my daughter's in the process right now of dropping my grandkids off at school in West Jordan, and she told me there was a motorcycle rider to her.
No.
In this weather.
Oh, no.
She also said, Heather, that she hasn't seen a plow. Have you seen any on the cameras?
Yes, we've seen plenty of plows. The problem is that there isn't enough plows to hit every single major roadway all at the same time. They are out. They are coming. But when you have a snow squall that goes through, it comes down so fast and so hard that the plow can go through and it's covered up behind them instantaneously.
Yeah. So I just saw somebody get off that off-ramp on Bangor Highway.
Yay, they finally moved a couple of the cars, but we still have one that is just completely stuck right in the middle of the exit ramp of Bangor Highway at 5400 South in Taylorsville. And most of the lanes on the main flow of Bangor Highway heading north are also blocked. So you really only have like one lane getting through, but every once in a while, I see a car even on that one lane stop and slide backwards. So it's pretty messy.
We were talking a minute ago about the size of these flakes in downtown Salt Lake City, and one of our texters says, I grew up in Iowa in a small town. My old radio host would always say, there are chickens falling from the sky when they get this big. But be safe out there. Matter of fact, it's 8:19.
Why don't we get another look at traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. We've had a text or two saying that Redwood Road is a major problem this morning.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I wish I could hit every single roadway in these traffic reports. But, you know, when you only have 20, 30 seconds to talk about it, it's just not going to happen. So right now, in the Salt Lake Valley, pretty much every single road you want to go on, whether it's a city street or a freeway, is snow covered. Tons of accidents and reduced visibility. So, you know what? If you can stay home, please do. Len.
Well, looking at Davis County, not much better. It's just slow all the way through with that snow coming in, the snow squall as well. Coming out of Salt Lake City, you're going to see very slow traffic making your way to North Salt Lake. Then it lets up quite a bit. And if you're coming out of Ogden, you're in good shape, actually, till you get to Layton, where it slows down at Antelope Drive in Syracuse all the way through Layton and Kaysville before letting up a bit toward Farmington. Legacy Parkway is slow in the West Belt. The north end of the West Belt, making your way over to Rose Park, is slow and I-80. Jason?
Center Street in Orem on the southbound side of I-15. That's where you start to slow down as you head towards this accident that we've got at University Parkway. It still has the right lane and the the left lane. That would be the HOV lane and the shoulder block there, and you're just going to be slow. In fact, you're going to be slow northbound side as well. The rest of I-15 in Utah County looking pretty decent until you get to the point of the mountain, but still very heavy if you're northbound on Redwood Road trying to get out of Utah County and into the Salt Lake Valley. Performance Automotive will soon sell its 1 millionth vehicle. To celebrate, Performance Automotive in Bountiful is giving away $20,000 to one lucky winner. No purchase necessary. Go to performancebountiful.com for more details. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures will run about 20 degrees below average as we look ahead to our KSL 7-day forecast. Highs in the upper 30s today with snow showers on and off for a lot of the day, and that continues tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 36 with snow showers mainly in the morning. Then Sunday, a chance for snow, a high of 35 and a low of 24. Going into next week, drier Monday, Tuesday, 40s and 50s, and then 49 Wednesday with rain and snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Light snow now starting to fall downtown, 34 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I sure hope the drive home will be better than the drive in, especially for those people who are going to the Jazz game tonight, because we are going to send somebody to sit in the lower bowl for the Bucks game tonight that tips at 7 that you can hear on KSL News Radio. You already know you can get entered to win by texting the word Jazz to 57500. Here's another way to enter.
And if you get those tickets, think about taking tracks.
Yeah, there you go. That's
the
way
downtown.
To do it.
Here it is. The word is Greek because Giannis Antetokounmpo is coming to town. The Greek freak, they call him. So just the word Greek, G-R-E-E-K to 57500. We've seen great. We've seen reek. We've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's Greek or you're not going to get your name in.
All right. Good luck to you and have fun at the game tonight. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Japanese tech company Toshiba just accepted a $15 billion buyout offer from a group of Japanese banks and companies. The company has been working to go private for a while and get off the Tokyo Stock Exchange.
Less than 70% of flights left on time in December. The federal report shows fewer flights were on time in the busy December travel season than in the month before. It might not come as a surprise that Southwest Airlines had the lowest on-time flight rate compared to other airlines.
People are buying more vinyl records than CDs. My son is one of them. It's the first time that has happened since the 1980s. Fans of those vinyl records say they feel like nostalgia. And they like the nostalgia, the artwork. They like the collectability of records. The artwork is particular.
Yeah, the picture albums that come out.
And the stories sometimes that they tell about the creation of the album. And you can't get that on digital.
I think there's a couple of things factoring into this. One of them is that people just aren't buying CDs anymore. They get them all their music digitally. They just download it. And you can't get all of the albums on vinyl, which is a little frustrating sometimes. Here's what the futures markets have been doing. Now, realize earlier this morning we were down over 1%. We're still down 189, which is 0.6, but that's better than it was. The S&P is down 21, just 0.5%, and the NASDAQ is down this hour by 67 points.
We have so many traffic problems this morning. There is a crash eastbound 201 approaching Bangor Highway that's blocking the center lane. Traffic is crawling there. But I have to share this text we just got from a listener. He says, hi, Tim, hi, Tim and Amanda. I am that weirdo who gets kind of invigorated driving in the snow. Thankful for a good, safe car and a relatively short commute to work. You guys be safe and have a great day. You too be safe and have a great day.
You asked me one day last week, you said, you enjoy this? I said, actually, I do.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know there's somebody else who's weird like me.
Yeah, you got a friend there.
Just be careful out there. We'll double check your traffic and weather next. All right, it's 8:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Looks like it's easing up a little bit, Heather, but still treacherous.
Yeah, so what has happened is the snow squall has passed through the Salt Lake Valley. You might still see a few snowflakes here and there, but the worst of it, the visibility has increased. And as more traffic is going over the roadways, the snow is melting, turning into slush and water. So traffic is a little bit better on our roadways, but, you know, you're still at least 20, 30 extra minutes trying to get to where you need to go. Northbound and southbound I-15 is at a crawl between the point of the mountain and downtown Salt Lake. Len.
Taking a look at the traffic patterns, in the Davis County, it's pretty much the same thing. Very slow. There's not a lot of accidents at the moment. They've been kind of cleared up as we make our way. But the slowest part still, as it has been all morning, is from Antelope Drive on through Layton down to the Kaysville Ponds. Then it lets up, still below speeds, into Farmington, where it gets very slow again to Centerville. And then you're in good shape till North Salt Lake, where it is at one of its slowest points there as well, into Rose Park, into the downtown area. Coming out on the West Belt on the north end, coming off the North Interchange, heading southbound. That's slow as you make your way toward I-80. And Legacy Parkway is very slow. Snowy and slow as well. Jason?
All lanes open now. Southbound I-15 at University Parkway, and traffic is pretty much moving smoothly through there, and so the delays are gone. Still fairly heavy, though, northbound on Redwood Road, making your way out of Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley. And KSL traffic time right now, we're reporting from Spanish Fork to Salt Lake City, 93 minutes. You might be late for work this morning. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got snow, and more snow today. A 90% chance of snow, and some of that will move into tomorrow as well. Right now, downtown 34 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is the weather. A snow squall has made an absolute mess through parts of the Wasatch Front this morning, and heavy snow continues to fall and cause problems.
When all this new snow is added up, the state will have broken a 40-year water record. We begin our live team coverage, Utah's Water Watch, with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who is trying to make his way through Bluffdale. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, Tim, it is an absolute nightmare on the roads right now. I started down in Orem, tried to come back up into Salt Lake County, and it looks like you're just driving into an absolute wall of snow. As you come over the front of the mountain, it took me probably 20 minutes to get from American Fork to just being able to get off the freeway exit here in Bluffdale, where I'm currently at. But it is really slick, snow sticking to the road, windshield wipers at full blast. I even saw a truck in front of me as I started to get off here at this little parking ride just to get off the road. It was fishtailing. And I know there's other problems on the roads out there as well. Well, we are dealing with a lot of problems down here in the valleys. We'll be sure to keep you updated. There is a silver lining to all of this snow. We told you so many times this winter that the all-time snow water record was set in 1983, 26 inches of water in the snowpack. Well, this year we have at least tied it, and we are expected to break it today. And it sounds like it's not the last of it. More snow could be coming again next week. And we'll keep you updated when we get that confirmed. But it has definitely been a winter to remember. Just get where you're going safely. Reporting live in Bluffdale, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, let's get right back to the KSL Traffic Center and Heather Kelly.
Yeah, it's another squall going through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley now, right over the point of the mountain where we're located, where we just had the report, and visibility is down to a quarter of a mile, and the road again is getting covered. We did have the snowplows go through from Draper, in Bluffdale, Draper, Sandy area, and you can't tell that they just went through. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have seen the snowplows in the traffic cameras trying to reach the hardest hit areas, but it's a tough task with all the traffic that's clogging the roads. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw. How's it going out there today, Mitch?
Hey, good morning. Well, I think as was just indicated, it's pretty rough out there. We are seeing a lot of snow all up and down the Wasatch Front from the Idaho border all the way down through Utah County, and we're seeing a lot of crashes. We have our plows out there. We knew the storm was coming in heavy, so we've treated the roads, and we're out there doing the best we can, but it is some pretty rough winter conditions out there right now.
Yeah, we've tried to make this point, Mitch, throughout this snow squall, that you could have three times the number of plows out there, and as soon as you went through, it'd just get covered right back up, and people would still be a little frustrated.
That's an absolutely great point. We can have our entire crew out on the roads, but if Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, sometimes the snow comes down faster than we can keep it plowed. And like you said, we'll plow or run, and the road will be clear, and before our next plow can get through again, it's covered in snow. So we're asking people to be patient, but most importantly, we're asking them to be safe. And really what that comes down to is slowing down, keeping some distance in front of between you and the car in front of you, and just being aware, not driving distracted. But the big thing is to slow down.
It just seems, Mitch, like that overpass on Bangor Highway at 5400 South is a problem every time it snows.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're aware of that. And again, we do our best to keep things clear. But when we're seeing the amount of snow that's accumulating as fast as it is right now, it can be hard. But again, we're doing the best we can. And hopefully, I think we're going to see a little break later into the early afternoon. So,
yeah. All right, Mitch, we appreciate your time and joining us, and certainly appreciate your drivers out there who risk their own lives and give up their time 24 hours a day to make sure we can drive safely. That is Mitch Shaw with UDOT.
So state water experts say we could break a record with all these storms. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
If all this snow keeps falling too long into spring months, it could cause some serious problems down the road. U of U Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Jim Steinberg tells KSL-TV, as awesome as the snow has been for skiers, the best case scenario is to have them start tapering off.
We are getting to a time of year where we would like the storms to slow down a little bit, and we would like to have a gradual transition through the spring.
Steinberg says a gradual melting of our snow will let the state get more use of all the water we have and keep flooding from getting out of hand. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Let's get a first look traffic here and go back to Heather Kelly.
Yeah, we still have extremely slow traffic on every roadway in the Salt Lake Valley, as well as up in Davis County. Now, Utah County was hit hard pretty early on, and traffic is improving through there, but you have another round of snow hitting Provo Orem area right now, which again is going to slow you down. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just into the KSL newsroom, another attack has been launched on a U.S. base in Syria. This is the second attack in 24 hours. The first attack killed a U.S. contractor and injured others. The U.S. launched an airstrike in retaliation for that first attack. Stand by. We'll update this story as we get more information.
We also have a developing story out of southern Utah. Canyon View Middle School in Cedar City is under lockdown right now. The Cedar City Police Department says a threat was made against a student, and officers are working to locate the suspect. Officers say they're working with the Iron County School District in the investigation.
Day four of the Gwyneth Paltrow trial begins today, but her lawyers say they think an important piece of evidence is missing. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyers say that a GoPro that could have evidence from the crash is nowhere to be found. Dr. Terry Sanderson is suing Gwyneth Paltrow for $300,000 in damages after he claims she crashed into him and caused brain trauma and broken ribs at Deer Valley in 2016. Paltrow is countersuing for a dollar, saying that Sanderson caused the crash. So far, there's been no sighted footage from the crash during the trial, but Paltrow's attorneys say Sanderson emailed his daughter about the footage.
Paltrow is expected to take the stand in Park City today or early next week.
You know, it might be the inconsistent nature of the conditions out there that is the most dangerous thing. We'll double check with our team in the traffic center coming up in just a minute.
8:39, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. And how's it looking now, Heather?
Well, the latest wave of snow is affecting the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, especially on I-15, where the roadway has been covered up again if you're coming over the point of the mountain and heading into Bluffdale, Draper, Sandy area. But you have delays on the 201 freeway both directions in West Valley, and we've had several crashes on the 201, especially near Bangor Highway. Bangor Highway is doing a bit better now. It looks like everybody is off the exit ramp, and everybody's cleared the lanes of travel on Bangor in Taylorsville. Lynn.
On your way out of Ogden, I-15 in Weber and Davis counties, it's looking pretty good coming out of Ogden, but once again, once you get to Antelope Drive there, that's where it's at its slowest at this point, all the way through Layton and Kaysville of the ponds where it lets up, but still slow all the way on I-15 down to downtown Salt Lake City. Also, Legacy Parkway's got lots of snow on it, still falling, and at the north end of the West Belt, slow as well. US 89, slowest spot is southbound after SR 193 down to Kaysville. And if you're up on the north end of things, you're still looking pretty snowy as you make your way through Sardine Canyon, but you do not have roadway restrictions in effect now. Jason?
I-15 looking much better down in Utah County now, both in north and southbound, up until you get to about SR 92 in Lehigh, and that's when you're going to really slow down, actually about Main Street at this point. And then if you're on northbound Redwood Road, still heavy coming out of Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley, currently getting pounded right now by snow up in Parley's Canyon. It is very, very slow and treacherous if you are trying to make your way to and from Park City. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers will develop this morning and will likely impact some of that morning commute, and we'll keep them going. Around noon, more snow showers, and we'll have on and off snow showers through the rest of this day and into the overnight hours as well. Highs today in the upper 30s, and then Saturday snow in the morning. Highs will be in the 30s again Saturday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
34 degrees downtown.
Boy, we heard about that snow squall hitting the south part of the valley again just a little while ago. We're going to check back in with our Adam Small, who's out on the roads this morning, coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks again for riding along on a tough sledding commute this morning here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah snow surveyors could be a part of history today, as this snowstorm is expected to push us to the top of the mountain for the greatest snow water total on record. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
More with Adam in a moment. Second, the U.S. military base in Syria has been hit by a second attack. The previous drone attack killed one U.S. contractor and injured others. No word on any injuries in this second attack.
Third, it's the latest on your traffic and weather together.
And the worst of the snowfall now is in Parley's Canyon. You can barely see the road itself, and only one lane going through the canyon right now, especially around Mountain Dell, where that snow squall is now moving. But you pretty much have snow in every valley that you want to go to. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for more snow. Winter weather advisor is in effect for the Wasatch Front through noon Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now we have snow in 34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
All eyes on a courtroom in Utah as actress Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to testify in a lawsuit by a fellow skier, 76-year-old Terry Anderson, who claims she ran into him on the slopes, causing severe injuries. In Washington, another Trump case is underway on whether to charge the former president with mishandling classified documents and obstructing the government's efforts to get them back. Trump lawyer Evan Corcoran in federal court to testify.
The idea is we want lawyers and clients to candidly share information, so it's very hard to pierce that. This is a rare occurrence. Essentially, the way the law works is say, we don't want to have lawyers and clients talk to each other about how to commit crimes, right? So it can't be, where should I bury the body? You can't ask your lawyer that and have that be protected.
ABC News legal contributor Kimberly Whaley. Meantime, still no indictment or arrest of Trump in a New York grand jury case involving alleged hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Most of our major roadways are just inching along right now with a big snowstorm slamming much of the Wasatch Front this morning.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been out on those roads all morning, joins us live now from the point of the mountain. How are things where you are, Adam?
Well, Tim, it is not good. I'll put it that way. It is just absolutely coming down. So in terms of visibility, I know when we heard from Becky earlier this morning, visibility has been the big thing. So if you look out to the west, you can't see a thing. You look to the east, you can't even see the mountains. As you look forward and behind you as you're driving, maybe you catch a glimpse of your rearview mirror, you can barely see people maybe, you know, a quarter mile behind you. Like, it's just coming down so hard and sticking to the road. And as I got out and kind of checked it out, it's also a heavy, wet snow coming down right now, at least from what I'm seeing down here in Bluffdale. And it is just a recipe for a rough drive, especially coming at the worst time of the morning commute.
It's changed a little since you got there this morning, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I left Salt Lake City. I mean, I was out on the roads at about 6:30, and we're talking about, like, flurries, light rain, wet roads. It was completely different. But then I went down to Orem, and it's like, okay, there's a little bit of the slush on the roads down here. Utah County got hit a little bit harder early on in the morning. But then I think as we got into the, I think it was for 8 o'clock, like I said, it literally looked like someone just flipped a switch. Snow just started coming down. The snow squall started coming through. As I tried to come back up to Salt Lake County before 8:30, like I said, it took me probably 20 minutes just to be able to make my way from American Fork to Bluffdale, where I'm still at. I mean, honestly, trying to just kind of wait this out a little bit as I try to fight my way back to Salt Lake City.
One of the positive things out of this morning, Adam, is that these roads were fairly warm before the snow started to fall, and it looks like the traffic itself is clearing even without the plows going through.
Yeah, that was what was really helping early on for sure, Tim, is that because, you know, with a lot of the big winter storms we've covered this winter, you know, you had, like, really cold temperatures, too, with them. I mean, you're talking, like, you know, some days were even down in the teens, but a lot of them in the 20s. And when it's that cold, it's a lot easier for the snow to stick to the road, you know, flip up on people's cars, get stuck on the tires, under the wheel, the wheel wells of your car and whatnot. But as it stayed a little bit warmer today, it's helped, but because of how this snow squall has just come through right now, those warmer temperatures seem to have dropped a little bit, and the snow is just sticking to the road regardless. It's coming down so hard.
We've been reporting on a lot of accidents, Adam. Have you seen any?
I've seen very minimal, thankfully, at least where I'm at. I know there were a lot of accidents in Orem earlier today. I have seen, though, a couple. I saw a lot more emergency lights as I made my way up north from Orem to the point of the mountain. I saw a lot of emergency lights down the city streets. I saw a trooper coming down the other way. But then, like I said, as I was getting off in Bluffdale, I mean, you're talking about whiteout snow, and I saw a truck driving in front of me that was trying to go a little bit further past where I got off, and he was fishtailing, and we weren't even going that fast. We were going maybe 20 miles an hour. Wow. So it just goes to show, it's like how much snow is coming down right now can make the drive a lot more treacherous than maybe you think, as it's sticking. That's the problem.
Well, stay safe out there, Adam. Yeah. And we appreciate your reporting. Adam Small out on the roads for us today.
It is 8:49, so let's get a little broader look at how the roads are doing with Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, and we get it started here with Heather Kelly.
Well, for the most part, Salt Lake City has been accident-free on I-15 and the West Side Belt, but we've had several crashes on the 201 freeway, especially when that snow squall first passed through. So traffic is still very slow as you head out of Magna toward the West Side Belt and I-15. Mountain View Corridor covered in snow most of the lanes, and I-15, both directions are at a crawl from Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. Lynn.
Looking farther, a little bit further north for a moment, looking up there at Sardine Canyon. It's still wet and slow in either directions with snow, but you do not have roadway restrictions in effect anyway. Have an I-15 coming down all the way from Corinne and past Brigham City. It's looking pretty good down to Ogden and Roy. It's still there at Antelope Drive. That's where it's slogging, but getting a little bit better there at Antelope Drive, and just slow through Layton on to Kaysville before it lets up into a little bit slower drive on through Farmington and slowing in Centerville, North Salt Lake. And then on the north end of the I-215 West Belt, you've got slowing, making your way from Rose Park down to I-80. Jason?
Snow in Provo Canyon, and also proof traction devices needed up in American Fork Canyon as well. Northbound I-15 remains slow as you approach the point of the mountain, starting at about Main Street in Lehigh, and still very heavy northbound on Redwood Road. And we got a stalled semi. This is eastbound on I-80 as you make your way up towards Park City. It's around Lambs Canyon area, I believe, is where it is. It's really hard to tell from the cameras because, well, there's just so much snow. This weekend, Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Davis Conference Center in Layton. Get great deals on guns, plus you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s today with snow showers on and off throughout the day, and occasionally we will see accumulating snow with a high of 39. Then tonight, more snow showers lingering into early Saturday, a high of 36. On Sunday, 35 the high, with lows in the mid-20s and a chance for a snow shower or two. Next week, 40s on Monday, then 50s Tuesday, more rain and snow Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Yep, we have snow. In fact, we got a text earlier asking us, do you know anything about south of Utah County? I'm not seeing them included in the weather watch right now. So we have snow in 34 downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Movie show Friday, but today it's Andy Farnsworth that's going to be filling in for Doug Wright. So Andy's going to take the microphone along with Steve Sales. They're on the road today, as they are most weeks on the movie show. Enjoy the coverage with something to cuddle up, keep you warm, and watch this weekend instead of heading out when it's going to be so darn cold. We'll also check your money news next. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. A new Wallet Hub report shows that Utah is the 11th most innovative state in the country. Analysts say the study looked through factors like the amount of STEM workers, tax friendliness, and share of tech companies in the state.
KSL Drives, Hyundai and Kia are recalling more than 500,000 cars because of fire risk. The car makers are telling owners to park the cars outside and away from buildings because of the faulty tow hitch that can cause an electrical short. The recall includes a variety of Hyundai Santa Fe models and the Kia Carnival.
If you were sad when McDonald's dropped their grilled chicken ranch wrap in 2016, you'll be excited to find out Wendy's is going to start selling them. They call the wrap, including grilled cheese, shredded cheese, lettuce, and ranch dressing, the perfect flavor-packed meal for people on the go.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. And the markets are down this morning. The Dow is off 221, which is 0.7%. We're at 31,884. The S&P is down 23. That's 0.6%. The NASDAQ off 71, also 0.6.
It is time for Jazz Notes with Jake Scott of KSL Sports Zone's Jake and Ben.
Big one tonight for the Jazz at Vivint Arena. The NBA's best team will be in town. Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Here is Jazz analyst Tim Lacombe giving his thoughts on the Greek Freak.
He's different. He's a unicorn, can do just about everything there is to do in the game, and he does it with great passion for everything he does. Great scorer, gets to the line, terrific defender, just an all-around phenom.
For the latest on the Utah Jazz, make sure to download the Jake and Ben Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. With Jazz Notes, I'm Jake Scott, KSL Sports.
8:59, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. What about now, Heather?
Well, the east side of the Salt Lake Valley is now getting hammered with the snow, so you've got huge delays on I-215 from 6200 south all the way to the mouth of the canyon. And if you're going southbound, coming out of the mouth of I-80 or from I-80 from Sugar House to go southbound I-215. Looks like we have a crash right near 3300 South exit on the East Belt, and that has traffic pretty much at a standstill in all directions. Lynn.
Look at Weber and Davis counties. If you're on I-84 making your way from Morgan all the way over to South Weber, that's slow with the snow, but not horribly so. I-15 is in pretty good shape all the way from South Willard all the way down to Ogden and into Roy. Still slow late through Kaysville and below speeds all the way into the downtown Salt Lake City area. And the north end of the West Belt still got some sluggish spots making your way Rose Park to I-80. Jason?
And very heavy northbound I-15 coming out of Utah County around the point of the mountain and also northbound on Redwood Road. But right now it's Parley's Canyon where we got all kinds of trouble. We have that stalled semi that's blocking the right lane if you are eastbound in Parley's Canyon around Lambs Canyon. Now about 20 feet further up the road, there's a stalled car that is blocking the left lane, so you're having to actually snake yourself like an S through there. Oh, now we have a third car that has just, so you're going to have to snake your way back. So it's a full snake that we've got going now eastbound I-80 in Parley's Canyon. That's just due to the massive snow up there. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a full snake, evidently.
have reached our high of 39 earlier this morning, and right now it's 34 degrees downtown.
Boy, stay safe out there, everybody, as you drive throughout the day. We'll keep updating the forecast and traffic and weather right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.